AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Word out of Los Angeles, there's been an explosion on a film set. The sheriff's office says three people have been critically injured. Near Fort Lauderdale, two FBI agents were shot and killed today, serving a warrant on a man suspected of violent crimes against children.
It's considered one of the bloodiest days in the history of the FBI. Agents Daniel Alfin and Laura Schwarzenberger were killed.
And will forever be heroes.
Special Agent in Charge George Pirro says the agents were serving a federal search warrant in a child exploitation case. He says it takes an incredibly special person to be an FBI special agent.
It requires putting oneself in harm's way, not once, but again and again.
After the shots were fired, there was a standoff with the suspect. He later died. I'm Ed Donahue.
Authorities in Oklahoma are still looking for answers. Six people shot to death at a home. Five of the victims are children. Senate Democrats are ready to go it alone on a COVID relief package after President Biden privately told Democrats that the counter plan from Republicans was too low, something Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell did not want to hear.
I think that's unfortunate. I think our 10 members laid out a proposal that could have gotten broad bipartisan support.
President Biden today also signed executive orders that undo many of the Trump administration's immigration policies.
I'm not making new law. I'm eliminating bad policy.
Jeff Bezos is changing jobs, announcing that he's stepping down as CEO of the giant online retail company that he founded. That massive storm that dumped up to 2.5 feet of snow in New Jersey is now bringing sleet into northern New England. If you're flying or taking a bus to the airport, new federal rules require face masks. Actor Hal Holbrook has died. Holbrook was 95 years old. This is AP News. The famous groundhog in Gobbler's Knob, Pennsylvania, said winter is hanging on, but not all of the forecasting rodents agree.
Punxsutawney Phil came out of his burrow in Pennsylvania and saw his shadow, according to the Groundhog Club's Tom Dunkel.
There's a perfect shadow cast of me. 6 more weeks of winter there will be.
Because of COVID, this year's event took place without an audience. Ohio's Buckeye Chuck also predicts an early spring, while Connecticut used a hedgehog named Phoebe, who agrees with Punxsutawney Phil's forecast, 6 more weeks of winter. I'm Julie Walker.
Despite the national outrage over Atlanta police officers using tasers last year and pulling two college students from a car during a large protest, those officers are back on the job. They had been fired, but this week their dismissals were overturned by the Civil Service Board. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.